Old White Daddy was meant to be his. The voice from the Dark Tower had told him so. A sick he surely was, a dying he might be, but Old White Daddy was still meant to be his meal, not the Blackbird Mommy's. Why, she'd leave the meat to rot without taking a single bite. But she didn't shoot him. Instead, she kissed him. Mordred didn't want to see that. It made him feel sicker than ever, and so he put the binoculars aside. He lay in the grass, amid a little clump of alders, trembling, hot and cold, trying not to puke. He had spent the entire previous day puking and shitting, it seemed, until the muscles of his midsection ached with the strain of sending such heavy traffic in two directions at once, and nothing came up his throat but thick, mucousy strings, and nothing out of his backside but brown stew and great, hollow farts. And when he looked through the binoculars again, it was just in time to see the back end of the little electric cart disappear as the Blackbird Mommy drove it through the door. Something swirled out around it, dust maybe, but he thought snow. There was also singing. The sound of it made him feel almost as sick as seeing her kiss Old White Gunslinger Daddy. Then the door slammed shut behind her, and the singing was gone, and the gunslinger just sat there near it with his face in his hands, boo-hoo, sob, sob. The bumbler went to him and put its long snout on one of his boots, as if to offer comfort. How sweet, how puking sweet. By then it was dawn, and Mordred dozed a little. When he woke up, it was to the sound of Old White Daddy's voice. Mordred's hiding place was downwind, and the words came to him clearly. "Oi, will you not have at least a bite?" The bumbler would not, however, and the gunslinger had scattered the food that had been meant for the little furry howkin.